guys, welcome to the podcast today.
Hey, everybody.
Trey and Lee Morgan here with you, and we are talking about loving your woman today, talking to the husbands, and we're talking a little bit about how to bless your wife. And next week, this is going to be a part two. Next week, we'll do about seven ways how to bless your husband. We're going to talk about seven things that will bless your wife today. And this is for the husbands, but we want the wives to listen as well because they may need to tell their husbands,
that's not real important to me, necessarily, or that's real important to me. I want you to really hone in on that one.
If you can listen to it together, that's a really good thing. Now, we're trying something new today. We do an audio podcast every week at thestrongermarriagepodcast.com. Today, we're doing a video podcast, and so if you're joining us, welcome. You can see us live. We're on YouTube. We're going to share this on Facebook and a few places. And just trying to get some more folks to come toward the direction of our podcast. But we thought if we did something on video today that it would be a good thing. And both of us, it worked out good. We've quarantined, and so there are days where we don't clean up and we don't shower and we don't put on makeup or fix our hair. And today we both did those things.
A little bit.
A little bit. So we thought
enough to be in front of a camera.
That's exactly right. So we're cameraing with you folks today, and we're excited to be here, and we're excited to share with you seven things or seven ways to bless your wife. And so we're going to kick these things off. Lee, I'll let you start with the first one.
Okay, but I think we better, if for the people that might be watching this on a video, tell them a little bit about that scrape on your forehead.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, you would think after being quarantined in a house together for a month that that might be keeping your husband in line. But glad you brought that up. You can see I've got a scrape on my forehead. We have taken advantage of the time together to remodel a kitchen. And the last two or three days, I've got outside and been trimming trees. We have a lot of trees at our house, and they needed some love. And I won the war, but they definitely got their licks in on it.
They had a little bit to say about that. So
yeah, when you're on the top of a ladder with a pole saw and a tree limb decides to fall, you just kind of close your eyes and hold on. And I have scrapes on my legs and arms and forehead and everywhere else. But yeah, I got them done.
Just wanted to make sure everybody knew that it wasn't me.
That's a good call. Good call. Always good to know that. So talk to us a little bit about ways to bless your wife.
So one of the ways, guys, that you can really bless your wife is to make date night a priority. We talk about this a lot, and that's because we feel like it's really important. You dated all the time before you were married. You couldn't wait to see each other, and so you were constantly making plans about, you know, where you could go and what you could do to be together. And so we feel like just because you're married, that shouldn't stop. You should still have those special times, just the two of you, where you can go do something together.
You know, you fell in love when you were dating, and you could not wait to spend time together. And like most men, I was that way. I would come in from a date and go, when can we get together next? What do you got going on tomorrow? What do you got going on the next day? And we were always looking for a chance to get together. And if you would say, and most relationships back when you were dating, if the girl would go, I'm free Friday or I'm free Thursday, he'd go, okay, I'm going to make plans for us. And generally the man made all the plans on, hey, we're going to go eat and we're going to go see a movie and that sort of thing, because you could not wait to see her and you couldn't wait to spend time with her. And oftentimes one of the things that's very, very hard on women or on wives is when she falls in love with that guy that has dated her and done all those sweet things for her, and they just spent all this time together and they went to movies and they held hands and they just did those things together, and then all of a sudden it just stops. And then maybe she brings it up and she says, hey, can we go on a date? And instead of him going, I'm excited about this, let me get it planned, let's go eat, let's go see a movie, he goes, yeah, sure, just kind of tell me when's a good time, you know? And he kind of becomes passive, and that's not a good deal.
Yeah, and it may not seem as necessary when you're living under the same roof and you're together a lot, but it's still important to plan those times. And they don't necessarily all, you know, have to be some big event, because I think back to when we were dating, and we certainly, you know, everything wasn't always, you know, some big let's go to dinner or a movie or whatever. Sometimes we would just go get our favorite drink, a cherry limeade or something, and then we'd go to the park and just talk. But setting aside that time where you can just talk without the interruptions of home life is really important.
You know, you won't probably ever find time to go on a date. You're going to have to make time during our time. And about 9 out of 10 women, and maybe that's really kind of bad way to say that, probably 10 out of 10 wives all say, I love when my husband takes me on a date. But no couple, and especially no wife, wants to do the old, well, where do you want to go tomorrow night? And then she replies with,
I don't care.
Yeah, and you just back and forth, well, I don't care. Well, it's just up to you. And you spend the next hour going, well, I don't care. She would just love for you to go, hey, I'm planning date night tomorrow night. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's take off and let's go have a date. Dating is important to her, and you will bless her, husbands, if you will date, whether you have kids at home or whether they're all gone. But let me throw this out there, especially if you have children at home. It is very important that you are still dating your wife and that you're still finding that husband and wife time together.
Yeah, and it's definitely harder to do when you have children at home, but it is ever so important to make the time to do that.
And your kids need to see you dating. Would you not agree that that's important?
Yeah, they do.
They need to know there's a babysitter coming tonight because my mom and dad want to spend time together. You're teaching your kids about marriage and that your marriage relationship is important. They are getting to see you for more than just being mom and dad, but also a husband and wife.
Yes.
So second thing that will bless your wife tremendously is if you will compliment her on big things and in on little things. That is very, very important that you become someone who notices little things and can give her compliments about things. And wives have different things that they like to be complimented on, but there's really no wife, no woman out there who says, I hate it when my husband compliments me.
Yeah. No, that's probably not gonna happen. Now, some wives need it more than others. You know, some women just really need that praise and affirmation, but every woman loves it.
Yeah, it is
sure.
Important.
Yes.
And you can praise everything from her looks. Boy, if she comes in from the beauty salon, which probably will happen in the next couple of weeks if they let the beauty salons open, I can hear women everywhere quoting Moses from the book of Exodus, let my people go. Let them salon ladies work. They will be going to the salon, and when they come home with their hair done, man, you tell them they look fantastic. If they go shopping and go, hey, hun, look at some of the stuff I bought, man, compliment them. You know, we laughed one time that it's kind of like watching fireworks. When your wife's dragging things out of the bag going, do you like this? You should be going, ooh, ah, like that one. You know, whatever it is.
Can't wait to see that on you.
Yeah, but you compliment her hair. You compliment it the way she looks. Her dress, the way she's dressed. Most all women love to hear that you still are attracted to her, that you love her curves, the shape of her face. Just any of those things are things that most women say, I love to hear. They love to hear that they're a good mama. And they love to hear when you brag to your kids, you got the best mama in the world.
Have you ever said anything about the shape of my face?
No, I don't think so. I threw that one out there.
That threw me
I
off.
Like the shape of your face, but I do, you
okay,
know.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I do like the shape of your face and the shape of other things too. But
okay.
Yes, I like the shapes. But intellect, you know, women love to hear being bragged about that. You know, they do a great job at work. They're smart. They're intelligent. It's not always just about their body or the shape of their face.
Exactly.
The way they cook, if your wife is the cook, you know, brag about her food and brag about the way she cooks and all of those things. Women love when you compliment the little things. And so be one of those guys that can do that, that notice little things your wife does and make sure you mention those things. So make date night a priority. Compliment your wife. You ready for number three?
Yes. I think that husbands, you need to remember to hold her hand every once in a while. We were pretty good at that pre-marriage.
Most men are pretty good at that pre-marriage, and then they kind of slack a little bit with the dating thing sometimes and don't often. Women or wives need something that's often called non-sexual touching.
Mm-hmm. It's not an oxymoron, guys.
But it seems like it. Yeah.
It is possible.
Yeah. Yeah. That just doesn't make sense. If we're touching, this has got to be going somewhere. But non-sexual touching is something that wives really need. And whether that's cuddling on the couch, watching a movie, holding hands in the car, holding hands at the mall, whatever it is, when you're shopping, just spend some time touching. She needs touched physically that has nothing to do with sex. And so make sure you're blessing her that way. We read an author, or I did the other day, that said women really could use 10 non-sexual touches a day. And so I don't know how many you give, but you might give that some thought. And one of the things that they mentioned was a 7-second hug, which kind of seems like
a long time.
A long time. Yeah. I mean, that's like when you come in from work and I haven't seen you all day and you give a 7-second hug.
That's not a quick little, you know.
Yeah, bro pat.
That's more of a embrace, you know,
7 seconds. Yeah. Yeah. For some men that may be going, that's like forever. 7 seconds. And can you imagine a man with his watch up behind her head going, mm-hmm. 6, 7, break. Yeah, that's not what we're looking for here.
Don't count.
But, you know, think about it for a second. You come home from work, guys, a lot of times, and if you have a dog, man, that dog's excited to see you, and you come in and you go, hey, puppy, and wrestle him in the floor or whatever it is, and your wife's over there like, hey, I'm here, you know, give me some of that love.
Oh, and I always say, maybe we should, you know, jump up and down and jump on your leg and wag our tails, meet you at the door like the dog does. I don't know.
I think that'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. So hold her hand, non-sexual touches. So we're working through 7 ways to bless your wife. What's another one?
I think that, you know, maybe doing a little chore for her that she doesn't necessarily like to do, or maybe it's just something that she does every day and you beat her to it. Like making the bed. Sometimes you sneak in and make the bed for me every day, or not every day. I usually make the bed every day. And sometimes he will, you know, sneak in the bedroom while he's showering or whatever and make the bed, and I'll come in and find the bed all made, and that makes me happy. Yeah.
And I put all 47 pillows where they go, right? 47? More like
close. Yeah.
6.
Yeah.
Or 8. Or 72.
But yeah, acts of service. That's very important to a lot of women, that guys pitch in and help out around the mm-hmm. house and with kids and whatever it might be, you know, filling up the car with gas, doing the dishes, cooking a meal every once in a while. All those things.
Yeah. Guys, one of the things you can do, depending on, you know, if your wife is working and she's going one way and you're going a direction the other way, keep her car going for her. You know, make sure the oil is changed, keep it gassed up. Also, wash it. You know, all little things that you can do for your wife, just ways to serve her is a really, really good thing. Keep the oil changed in it. If she's the cook, or maybe it's you take turns cooking, but it's her night to cook, and just say, hey, I'm going to cook tonight. You've had a long day. Let me cook, or let me do dishes. That's always a bonus in our books, right?
It is.
Yeah, when I say, let you just sit right there, I will take care of dishes tonight.
But you've been cooking a whole lot lately, and it's really great.
I have. Yeah. I actually enjoy cooking on a grill.
Yeah.
That's
new griddle. It's been a nice new hobby for you that I really enjoy.
There you go. It's kind of fun. So, but do a chore for your wife. Serve her in some form or fashion would be a really, really good thing. All right. Here's number 5 of 7. Make time for her. So what would you say making time for? Why do men struggle with making time for their wives?
Well, I think, you know, guys work hard all day. Most of them have, you know, 9-to-5 jobs or somewhere close to that. They work really hard all day. And then they might have hobbies or something that they really want to give some attention to. Like maybe they really love to go fishing or they love to golf and things like that that take time. And if their wife doesn't fish or golf with them, then, you know, they're really pulled in different directions that doesn't involve spending time with their wife. So that's something that you have to juggle and make sure you're making time for everything that's important.
Yeah. Those are things that you'll never, you know, again, you have to make time for things that are valuable. And whether that's date night or whether that's just spending time in the evenings watching a movie with your wife, whatever it is that she would find enjoyable would be good, going on a date. Making an overnight trip or a weekend trip somewhere.
Trips are so important. You know, we talked about the dating thing, but trips, we can't stress that enough. An overnight trip, how often do you think is a good rule for that?
I think definitely if you have kids, at least once every 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's like a minimum. You need to be finding somebody can watch kiddos for you to sneak off and have some time together with your spouse alone.
Yeah.
And hopefully you've got some parents or grandparents or someone in there that can do some of those things. But boy, an overnight trip just kind of recharges you as a couple and reminds you that we are husband and wife, not just mom and dad.
Yes, it is so important to get away together.
And that may mean a bed and breakfast. That just may mean a hotel in a town where you already live.
If that's all you
go eat and yeah. Go see a movie and go get a hotel room, you know, someplace away together. You don't have to always plan. Now, if you can take off and go to another state and go to the mountains or go to the lake or go to the beach, albeit, but if you can't do that, go get you a motel room somewhere and just hang out together and spend some time together that way. That will bless your marriage.
Yeah, trips are good and fun, and like you said, they just kind of rekindle a little bit of romance.
That's true.
That's very needed.
That is true. Number six, pray for your wife. Now, to us, that's real important. We do a lot of talking about spiritual intimacy and how important spiritual intimacy is. You know, we actually talk in our book, 10 Ways to a Stronger Marriage, about everybody understands sexual intimacy. There's emotional intimacy, and that's where we communicate, and we talk to each other, we know each other emotionally. There's all these different ways intellectually there's intimacy, but there's spiritual intimacy, and that's where you can read your Bible together, you worship together, pray together, and this is really, really important. And a lot of couples that finally find this go, where has this been and how did I miss this? But one of the best things you can do for your wife is pray for her. And if you do pray for her, you need to tell her you've prayed for her, because that is very important to her, that she knows that she's being prayed for by her husband. So tell her when she comes in, I prayed for you. Or ask her, is there anything specific that I can pray about that you've got going on in your life or at work? Or can you think of a better way or another way?
I love knowing that you pray for me, and I also think it's very healthy when we pray together.
Yes.
For our marriage, for our kids, for things that are going on, you know, in our lives. And so, yes, praying for each other separately is very healthy, but also coming together and praying together.
So if a couple doesn't do this on a regular basis, and this is a little intimidating, praying together as a couple, can you give them an idea of maybe how they could start that might be really, really simple and a little bit easier?
I think, you know, if couples are not used to doing this, it can be a little overwhelming. Is that the word? Intimidating, uncomfortable. That's probably the best word to use, is uncomfortable. I think you could just, you know, it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be this huge, long thing. It can just be, you know, 10, 15 seconds. Just say, you know, dear God, we just thank you so much for our marriage. And we ask that you would bless us in the decisions we make. And we pray this in your son's name. Amen. I mean, just
good point.
Just quick and easy.
And you can do that in the mornings, or you can do that at bedtime. You can do it in the dark room, I guess, when you're going to bed at night. And
yeah, sometimes it may make people feel more comfortable if they're just starting out to, you know, not to look at each other. I don't know.
Sure.
Do it in the dark if you're uncomfortable with it. But the goal is to get more comfortable with it over time. And your prayers will get longer and more meaningful as you go.
And we do that sometimes with the lights out and we're going to bed and we're about to go to sleep and we go, hey, let's pray together. There's some things that we need to be praying about. And so we do that. But husbands, if you could pray for your wife, I promise you, she will love it. She will love it. Why? Kind of like that dating. No wife ever says, I hate it when my husband prays for me. She really will.
Yeah, she loves it. And it makes her feel special for sure.
Let's do one more.
Yeah.
Number 7.
I think remind her every day that she's beautiful. We like to hear that.
And compliment her seriously. That's not the word I'm thinking of. Compliment her in a way that you're not giving a left-handed compliment. I mean, you don't. Well, I really like the way your hair's turning gray. That's not what we're talking about here. We're looking at, you know, tell her, be specific. I really love that, what you wore yesterday. I really love the thing, whatever it is that you're doing with your hair. When you can, we talked earlier about complimenting your wife, but when you can tell her and remind her constantly that she is beautiful. And while I'm not a woman, I do know that women take their appearance very, very, very serious. That is very important to them. Their hair, their nails, their makeup. I mean, that is a big deal. And it needs to be a big deal if she spent a lot of time getting ready for a date or whatever it is, you know. Yeah, that's a good thing. You remember pre-marriage back in the days when you guys would go to pick up your date that night when you were dating your wife, and she'd come walking out of the room and she'd spend a couple hours getting ready and she looked amazing, and you'd say one word. You know, the first word you'd look at her and you'd go, wow, you know, you look great. And she still wants you to say, wow. And wives change. You know, we've been married 31 years, and you're as beautiful as you have been when we got married, but you've changed.
I've changed. And gravity and age can play some pretty bad tricks on you, but, you know, we're not all going to stay 18. So.
But we still do the best with what we've got.
Exactly. And women, you know, you said it a while ago, they need to feel secure in their physical appearance around their husbands. Really for the sake of physical intimacy and sexual intimacy. If they don't feel confident that their husband thinks they're beautiful, that makes it really hard to be physically intimate. So husbands, make your wives feel secure in that you really do think she's beautiful.
And guys, if you're sitting there going, well, you know, we've actually said this on the podcast before. If you're taking pop shots about your wife's body or her hips or the 5 pounds she's put on during quarantine, and then you're going to wonder later that day, how come she's not willing to show you, you know, why is she not showing me her body? It may have something to do with your smart tongue. And if you'll compliment her and praise her instead of point out flaws, she's going to see all the flaws. You point out just how gorgeous she actually is. And that makes all the difference in the world.
It really does.
It makes all the difference in the world. And the curve of her face.
The shape of her face.
And the shape of her face. We just want you to know, we do these programs live. We don't edit. We don't crop. We don't cut out stuff. If we have a blooper, we roll with it. We're not going to sit here and undo stuff and everything else. So you get the live feed right here. You can't get any more real than what we're bringing it to you right here. I'm going to close with a quick story and we're going to be done for the day. Next week, we'll talk about 7 ways to bless your husband. And I'm already excited about that one because, man, I can't wait to see this list. But a few years ago, I did a funeral for a man that had been married to his wife for 55 years. And I really did not know him, but I knew her. She called and asked if I would do his funeral. And I told her that I would be happy to do that. Because she was my friend. And after the funeral service, I found myself standing at the casket. Everybody else had left, and me and his widow, my friend, Claudia, were standing at the casket together. And as I was standing there with her, I kind of put my arm around her, and she looked at me and smiled, and she said, I want you to know that he kissed me every night at bedtime and hugged me every morning when I got up. She said, he faithfully sent me flowers and still told me that I was beautiful. You know, as she was telling me all these things about him, I kind of felt like I was listening in on a really holy conversation. She told me, she said, I told you we were married 55 years, but she said they were not just 55 years. She said it was 55 really good years. She then told me, she said, he called me Hazel. That was my nickname. And I actually spoke that time and I said, why Hazel? Where did Hazel come from? And she said, Hazel is the color of my eyes. And he always told me how beautiful my eyes were. You know, I smiled at her. My heart was hurting because here we were standing in front of the casket that had her husband. And it was then that she continued to talk. But instead of speaking to me this time, she actually spoke to him. And she said to her husband, she said, thank you for being so good to me. And she had a tear and she had smiles. She said, I miss you, but I will see you soon. And she patted him on the head and hand, and she kissed him on the forehead. And she patted me and said, I'm ready. Will you take me to the car? And I did. You know, I drove to the cemetery that day to say a few last words over this man's body before it would be lowered into the ground. I remember thinking what a privilege it had been to witness this really awesome moment between a husband and a wife. And I couldn't help but be thankful and inspired by a man that I had never really even met, a man who is no longer alive. And as I sat there for a minute before getting out of my pickup at the cemetery, I tried to collect my thoughts, and the only thing that I really could think of was, Lord, please raise up more men who will hug their wives every morning and kiss her every night and remind her every day that she's beautiful. We need more men like that in this world. That's what will turn your marriage in from a marriage of 55 years to a marriage of 55 really good years. Yes. That's exactly right. Great story to close with. We have been blessed to hang out with you today, and we hope that you'll come and spend some time with us on our podcast. Anything else you want to add about 7 ways to bless your wife?
Looking forward to next week. I guess close us out with a little more Bryan Adams.
There you go. Y'all have a great day.
Bye.